So first, before I show you how to follow a podcast, I'll show you what happens when you follow or subscribe to a podcast. So I want you to come down and click on the library function. And when you click on that, you'll see that there is nothing there. It says no shows yet. In other words, I have not subscribed to a podcast yet on this app. Actually, I've subscribed to tons of them and I cleared them all out so I could make this video and you could see how the process works. So I have no shows that I've subscribed to yet right now. So you want to come back to the magnifying glass, the search function, click on that. And in this case, we'll go back to the Mind for Survival podcast. The Mind for Survival podcast comes up, and just like we did earlier, we'll click on the Mind for Survival podcast, and you'll see it has the latest episode, and we can go back down here, and we could choose an episode that we want to play. And if you notice in the upper right-hand corner, there is a plus sign and three dots. I'll click on the three dots, and you'll see the follow sign right there at the top, which again means subscribe, and has a plus sign. You can either go through the three dots and click on the follow, and that will subscribe, or you can go to the plus sign that's just to the left of the three dots, click on that, and now you will be following the Mind for Survival podcast. And now we'll go back to the library, and there you have it. Mind for Survival podcast is in your library. In other words, you are subscribed to that. You will receive notifications whenever there's a new episode, and it will automatically download new episodes so that when you're ready to listen to it, it will be there for you to listen to without any buffering, any problems. It'll always be there for you to listen to. Now, let's go subscribe to a few more. So let's go back in to our search function here. We clear it out. And let's type in preppers again. Search. There's a Survivalist Prepper podcast. That's by Dale Goodwin. It's one of the top rated, if not the top rated prepper podcast of all time. We'll go in there and click on that. We'll hit the plus button again. Now we're subscribed to that. Let's go scroll through a few more. There's the Casual Preppers podcast. This time I'll hit the three dots. We'll click the follow button. Now we're following the Casual Preppers podcast. There's the Survival Preppers podcast. I'll go ahead, click the three dots, hit the follow button, and now we're following that. Now I'll go back to the library, and you'll see all the podcasts that we just followed in the library. So let's say at some point you're tired of a podcast and you no longer want to listen to that podcast. And you no longer want to have those downloads happen. You don't want to receive notifications, whatever. Maybe you're subscribed to so many podcasts, you're tired of all the notifications and all the downloads. And the solution for that is simple. Just unfollow or unsubscribe from some of the podcasts that you're no longer interested in. So let's say in this case, and I hope you don't unsubscribe from any of these podcasts. Let's say in this case that you no longer want to listen to Prepper podcasts. Well, what you do is you come back and open up the podcast that you no longer want to listen to, and you can go to the three dots again, and you'll see at the very top, it says unfollow, click that, and now you're back in the library and you don't no longer see the Survivalist Prepper podcast because you just unfollowed. Likewise, if you go into the Mind for Survival podcast, you can either click on the three dots and click unfollow there, or go to the check mark. Remember, the check mark is where the plus sign was. When you added the podcast, when you followed it and subscribed to it, it was a plus sign and it turned a check mark to show that you're subscribed. Now just go in there and click that check mark again. It has unfollow show, and there you go. If you come back into the unfollow button again, we'll go to the Casual Preppers podcast, click the unfollow button. Now you see at the top there, it says unfollow show. If I click unfollow show, it will no longer give me notifications and I won't have automatic downloads. And if I still want to receive notifications, if I still want to follow the show, but I don't want the automatic downloads jamming up the memory on my mobile device, I can click turn off automatic downloads. And now I will receive notifications, but I won't receive automatic downloads. So there's that. We could come back into it. Now we can go back in and either turn on automatic downloads or unfollow the show again. So there you have it. That's how to follow and unfollow the shows that you either like want to listen to, or maybe don't want to listen to as much, and how to shut off automatic downloads.